Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" That line sticks out because this is God's willingness to come to our aid, willing to enter into the very depths of our lives, just like He was willing to take upon Himself the cross that you and I should have been carrying to our own death because of our sinfulness. He willingly takes our place. And so, in this very gospel tonight, He offers, "What do you want me to do for you? I am willing to do everything for you." But this is always the attitude of God. For we heard in the very first reading, "I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water on a level road so that none shall stumble." His willingness to come to our aid, to be of help for you and for me. But Jesus has this throughout His time of the Gospels. When His first two apostles approach, He turns to them and says, "What can I do for you?" And they simply responded, "Where do you stay?" To which Jesus said, "Come and see." His willingness to receive them. And so, my brothers and sisters, it's this very willingness of Christ that we see in the Gospel, that we see throughout all the Scriptures, that is also the willingness of Christ on this very day of October 27th, 2018. God can't change. He is unchangeable. And so He has a willingness to come to our aid, to come to our help. A willingness that started at the very moment of our baptism, when we became His precious son, His precious daughter. A willingness that the moment we enter into the confessional, He is ready to take every single sin and wipe them away. My brothers and sisters, that is where Christ we see in this very gospel. He's entering into Jericho. It may not mean much for us right now, but for a Jew at that time, it meant everything. Because you have to understand, Jericho was the last obstacle to enter into the promised land. When they were leaving Egypt, Jericho stood in the way. And God leveled it so that they may enter into the very promise that God had made to Abraham, to Jacob, and to all the patriarchs. Now the thing is Christ is in the very midst of Jericho at this moment. That is a symbolism of that He's entered into then our sinfulness and His willingness to remove us from sinfulness, to take us to Himself. Yes, Bartimaeus is physically blind. I don't mean to take anything away from the actual physical miracle. But if we look at it spiritually, even more so, he is spiritually blind, unable to see God, unable to see the workings of love in his life. And God is willing to remove that blindness. So that Bartimaeus, the very first thing he would see is the face of God, Jesus Himself. So it's no wonder that once he received his sight, he followed Jesus on the way. He saw the willingness of God to touch his heart, to fill him with grace, to flood him with love. And he never wanted to be separated from that again. He never wanted to be blinded by sin ever again. And so he stayed close to the Lord. And my brothers and sisters, as we approach the Lord in the Eucharist tonight, let us understand the willingness of God. That willingness, yes, to forgive us in the confessional, that willingness to feed us with Himself. so that He may remain close to you, so that He may fill you with every grace, that He may overflow His love into you and to me, so that we may cast off our sinfulness, that we may be blinded no more spiritually, and that we may be able to look upon the face of God in the Eucharist and desire to follow Him like Bartimaeus every single day of our life, to be joined to Christ so that we may be joined to Him forever in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.